from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Plagans, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Plagans, the radio voice for the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Plagans, how does it feel to be introduced that way? You've never gotten that introduction before.
It still hasn't totally set in, guys. Thanks for having me. I think maybe it'll hit me at the parade and the celebration coming up on Sunday, but it still hasn't totally set in. But it's an amazing feeling. It's great to be able to use the phrase Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, and it's been great to see the way everybody's responded, the way everybody's enjoying this, because everybody should enjoy it to the absolute max and the fullest all summer long. But looking back, it was a heck of a run. It was a great Game 7. I know, easy for us to say because the Panthers won, but even if you were just a sports fan watching that game that didn't necessarily have a favorite team in the matchup or anything like that, that was everything you would have wanted in a Game 7. And it was a great run, like I said, culminated with a great Game 7, and it's just been great to see how much everybody is enjoying this.
And Doug, Tkachuk admitted he had about 3 hours of sleep since they won. You had an amazing call. I've watched it on Twitter. Take me through. You make the call, they win it, they're doing the ceremony, then that night happens. Like, how has your week been? Because Tkachuk hadn't slept but 3 hours.
Oh, it's been a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind, and you become, after it happens, you're thankful. So many people reach out, and the congratulations come from so many different places, and it's amazing to hear from so many people since it happened and things like that. But as it's happening, you think of, for me, I think first of all the people that I've had a chance to work with, come across, everybody who's had a hand in this in one way or another, whether it be the people on the hockey side, everybody from ownership on down, and everybody on the business side, and Paul Maurice and all the players, but especially all the fans that I've had a chance to interact with over the years, and everybody who's stuck by this team over the years, and especially so many of the people that I've had a chance to meet who date back to the Miami Arena days and have followed this team for so long. You think of all the people, and for me, to be able to do the games with Bill Lindsay, it would be the thrill of a lifetime anyway, but to be able to call the games alongside Billy and see what this what this organization, the uniform, the logo, winning in general, what it all still means to him, 3 decades later, it just added to it, made it that much more special to go through it alongside him. And it's also interesting that I tweeted this the day of the game, but it was interesting that the original Panthers roster was filled out at the expansion draft on June 24th, 1993, and exactly 31 years later, June 24th, 2024, the Panthers win their very first Stanley Cup. So that's kind of you know, a monumental date now for a couple of reasons in Panthers history. But like I said, getting back to it, you think of all the different people that you've had a chance to meet across the way, everybody who's had a hand in this in some way. And like I said, it's something that whether it's somebody who's worked on the inside or people who've been fans of this team and supported this team in any way possible, I just want everybody to enjoy this. And it seems like everybody is. So it's been awesome to see.
We played your call with Billy Lindsay on Tuesday probably a dozen times. If people have not seen the video that Crowder just referenced, check out Doug Plagans on Twitter. It's at Doug Plagans. The video has like 500,000 views already on his Twitter account.
But on a lot of platforms, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, because it really is. You talk about Billy Lindsay. The guy obviously bleeds Florida Panthers. Like, what came out of him during that call was genuine emotion. We talked to you the night of the game. You stopped by and joined us at our broadcast, and you said, I don't plan anything out. There's nothing, you know, that I'm going to look down if they win that's in writing. And so you're doing your thing, and he's doing his thing, which is to let out 30 years of emotion, which we thought was beautiful. I really loved it. But tell everybody what you're thinking as the clock is ticking down. You know you're calling the end. As long as they keep that puck pinned against the board there, you know that you're calling the first Stanley Cup championship in Panthers history. What's going through your head?
Well, as the game's ending, and we talked about it too, you know, we talked about it's hockey. So, you know, if you win a game, you could win that game, and it could look a lot of different ways. It could be the situation they were in where they're protecting a lead late. It could be a situation where you're up convincingly and you're basically just counting it down and it's all a formality for the last several minutes. Or you could be in a situation where, you know, a game goes to overtime and it ends at the, you know, drop of a dime and all of a sudden it's just pandemonium at a moment's notice. But in that situation, it was truly, and hey, hats off to the Edmonton Oilers because they pushed that thing to the brink and put up a heck of a fight. And I think that's why, even in the final seconds there, you're thinking like, you know, until the horn sounds, you're not out of the woods in this thing because that team is going to push and they're going to push until the final horn goes. And when that pass from Evan Bouchard to Leon Draisaitl was just a little off the mark and the puck went down to the corner and Gus Forsling got there and just ate that thing up, you get inside 10 seconds and you're like, okay, you're starting to feel like you're safe at that point, but you still go to the final horn. And you know, that was the horn was ready to sound. Made the call, and you know, it was just the pure emotion of the moment for both of us, and it was, like I said, it was a special time for me as a broadcaster. All I can think of is how fortunate that I am to work with this team and this group, because there are a lot of people that spend decades working in pro sports or at sports at any level that don't get a chance to see what. You know, what winning the big prize looks like, and to be able to have witnessed that, shared it with so many people here. That's what it's all about. And we talked about it, you know, prior to game seven, just from my perspective. And I know I'm not the one out there playing the game, but this is why we work in sports. And this is why you want to do this for a living and why you want to be a broadcaster, is so that, you know, when those big games come around and those big moments come around, You want to be involved in those big games. You want to see those great performances. You want to be right there when history is made. So it was a special night. It's you know, at the end of the day, it's why we all not only do this, but why we all love sports, because those moments become part of history. They become part of sports lore, not just in our region, but across the hockey world for sure. That game was, like I said, it was a game seven for the ages. And just look at the TV numbers. And it was on a Monday night where it really wasn't competing against anything else. So the eyes of the entire sports world were on that. And anybody who saw that game or anybody who listened to that game or anybody who followed along in any way, they were treated with, like I said, one for the ages because of how many storylines there were and the star power and how the series had gone to that point. And it was a tight game throughout. It went right down to the wire. It was everything you'd want in a game for all the marbles. And again, to be able to share it with everybody down here, a Panthers victory on that stage, it just means the world.
And Doug, what did you do that night? I asked you about your celebration. You praised everybody and the fans, and I understand that, Doug. When the game was over, you left the damn arena. How did you celebrate being the broadcaster for the Stanley Cup winner?
Well, I went down to the ice and after we got off the air, and we were on the air for a long time. It was interesting when I did ultimately get home, it was one of those moments, and I know in our world today, in a way it's strange to think this, but in our world today, these kind of times and moments are rare where you get home and you're like, I don't know how much time has passed because I haven't looked at what time it is once. And you know, we got off the air, the arena's still bright, there's still tons of people in there, and I just went down to the ice and I just saw a lot of, you know, my fellow staff members, people I work with, people that I know, we've all hoped for so long that we'd get to see this day and for it to finally be there. Like I said, it still hadn't set in, but we were all just down there congratulating one another, and just, you know, it was a special time to just share. And then you know, a lot of us, the staff, a lot of us just hung out upstairs, and it was, you know, just a gathering for the staff upstairs to kind of celebrate you know, what we'd all just gone through and a victory and everything like that. And and then when I ultimately did get home, that's when I said, like, it never dawned on me to really look at the clock very much or anything like that. There aren't many times like that where you just kind of separate yourself from that. You don't really care what time it is. You're just around people celebrating a big event. So yeah, you know, when I ultimately got home, I was pretty hungry by the time I got home. It was late or early, depending on how you look at it. But and it was also one of those moments where you're like, you go through the playoff run again, and look, I know I'm not the one out there playing the game, but, and it gives you even more respect for the players, because this was a grind, and you can just imagine how physically taxing it is to go through a playoff run like that for 2 months, playing against Tampa Bay, Boston, New York, and Edmonton, four world-class elite teams, and to be dragging those guys up and down the ice for 2 months. But it was like, it finally hits you that your body tells you, okay, it's okay to be tired. The adrenaline kind of wears off, but at the same time, you couldn't just go to sleep. It's like you're exhausted, but you're still too wired to sleep. I'm probably speaking for everybody when I say that's how I felt when I got home that night or that morning, I should say.
It's also kind of interesting because the series went so long that, you know, the players, they're out and they're partying and it's a nonstop party up until Sunday and the parade. The front office has to get right to work because the draft is tomorrow. And I'm imagining you too, Doug, probably have a lot of work to do to get ready for the draft.
Well, we're doing our annual draft show tomorrow night, yeah. 7 to 10. Here on 560 WQAM, so we invite everybody to tune in for that. And you know, the Panthers don't have a first round pick, but when you come off the Stanley Cup, obviously it's we're doing the draft show. We're going to keep everybody up to date on what's going on as far as the draft is concerned, but we're going to also really make that mostly a year in review show. We're going to be reliving,
which is what everyone wants to hear, right?
Yeah. We're going to keep everybody posted on the draft. Don't you worry. But yeah, we're going to go through a lot of the highlights. We're going to go back through the playoff run. We're going to talk back through some of the big moments from the season. And we're going to have some guests stopping by as well. All the while, we will be keeping you posted on what's going on in the NHL draft. But it's going to be about a 3-hour look back at the playoff run and everything that went into the most special season in 30 years of Panthers hockey.
And, Doug, we asked you, I think, game 4 when we thought we were going to wrap it, then game 5 and then game 6. But Hawk and myself, we both admitted, Doug, I didn't know what was going to happen to me when I saw Paul Maurice grab the trophy and he closed his eyes and just held it. You just felt that emotional release. My eyes teared up, and I never thought it was going to happen. Hawk asked you earlier in the week, did you have a little liquid emotion going on in your eyes, Doug?
It was emotional, no doubt about it. I would say it's funny you mentioned that moment as well, because I've already started to think about what from that celebration, from the playoff run, what when I think back 10 years from now, 20 years from now, what's going to be the first image that comes to mind from the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup in 2024? And right now, the leader in the clubhouse for me, and this could go so many different directions because there were so many great moments, and you're happy for everybody across the board. And there are a lot of people who've been working a long time to be able to achieve this. But for me, the leader in the clubhouse, like I said, for what's going to be the lasting image is Paul Maurice lifting the Stanley Cup. To me, he's a no-doubter Hall of Fame head coach. He's worked for that for so long, and to see him lift that cup, that was special. And again, I know I get to talk to him every single game day, and he's absolutely outstanding with us. He's a great guy. He's so approachable, so engaging. He's a great hockey coach, and to see him lift that Stanley Cup, to me right now, that's what I believe is going to be, for me anyways, the first thing that comes to mind when I think of images from the 2024 Stanley Cup celebration. It was a special time, special for all of us. It was, you know, you go through the Stanley Cup celebration, and every time that cup got handed off, when Barkov took it and when Aaron Ekblad had it, you're thinking, you know, these guys have been here for a long time. And they now can say they saw this thing through twists and turns and ups and downs. And, you know, they were the cornerstone guys for what was the build ultimately to this. And to see Kyle Okposo and Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Dmitry Kulikov, guys who've been, you know, playing 900, 1,000 games each to finally lift the cup, that was special. To see Sergei Bobrovsky, another guy who he was going to be a Hall of Famer anyway in my book, but again, he's a first ballot no doubter guy now. To see him lift the Stanley Cup, that was as special as it gets. And it was a really, I keep using the word, but it was a special night, special time, and all the more reason. I just hope everybody enjoys the heck out of this.
Yeah, totally agreed.
He cried, Hawk. That was
the Paul Maurice. That was the moment. The Paul Maurice lifting up the cup. That was the moment. That's, if you didn't feel emotions or tear up a little bit on that one, then you have no heart, because that was 30 years of hard work for him. Not just obviously the Panthers winning the cup, but for him, who's such a likable guy. Plagans, have a great broadcast tomorrow, and we'll see you Sunday at the parade, I'm guessing.
Yes, I'll be there Sunday at the parade. We've got the draft show tomorrow night, 7 to 10, right here on 560 WQAM. And then the last edition of the Panthers Insider Show for the season on Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on 560 WQAM. And you guys said it earlier, but I know I don't want to, like, jump ahead too much here, but how crazy is it that we've got a preseason game less than 3 months from now?
Oy vey. I mean, give me a chance to breathe, will you? I still got a Disney World trip to worry about.
I know I haven't. So I haven't been to a theme park in almost 30 years. So I'm not a huge Disney guy.
Man,
you nailed it.
I thought he loved him.
I'm not a movie guy. I'm not a theme park guy. So yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.